Topic 11. International Relationships. Listening.
This is a map of the North-South Divide.
I can see that the map is divided in two, but what does it mean?
It shows the economic gap between developed countries and developing countries in the 1960s.
I've heard about that. It was a direct result of the Industrial Revolution, wasn't it?
Yes, but historically, one of the original causes could go back to the colonization period by big European powers, which started in the 1860s.
Wow! So when we think about developing or poor countries, we have to think about historical causes too.
That's right. In any case, why do you think that we should help other countries?
Well, because it's just the right thing to do as a human being.
Right. Think about what happened when the big earthquake hit Japan and triggered a tsunami in March of 2011.
That's true. Almost all of the countries in the United Nations and other international organizations supported us by sending some words of sympathy, people, goods, and money to Japan.
Yes. If other countries had the same experience, we would do the same. It is a matter of course, from a humanitarian point of view.
Along the same lines, do you know about the idea of noblesse oblige?
No, I don't. What is it?
It is the idea that rich people, or blessed people, have a responsibility to help the less fortunate. Japan is still a big economic country, so we have to help other poor or developing countries.